Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting, coming to you from the atrium of City Hall. My guest today is none other than Elizabeth Omalami. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I cannot complain.
It's back to school time, and Hosea helps each year. You have something for the children.
Yes, absolutely. This Saturday at 1 o'clock, we will be at the Georgia International Congress Center at the airport, that one. And we will start at 12 o'clock and go until 6. The difference, I think, in our back-to-school jamboree is that we will give away enough food for your child to have snack for the whole first 2 weeks of school. So we'll be giving out these snack boxes with fruit snacks and crackers and tuna and all different little, things they can either take to school or if they get home before you get off work, they can eat. So we expect to serve 2,000 children on Saturday. And we're starting at 1 o'clock to give people a chance to do what they need to do in the morning. I want people to come to the Back to School Jamboree. We're going to give away fresh produce, book bags, school supplies. There'll be doctor there. There'll be health screenings there. There will be entertainment all day. And I want to talk to the parents because even though you're giving your child school supplies, I want you to supply your child mentally and emotionally.
What do you mean by that?
When was the last time you sat down with your child, turned off the TV, maybe turned on some music, from WAOK and just had it in the background or something, and talk to your child about school, about what to expect? What do you do if somebody's teasing you about your shoes? Somebody takes your book bag? Somebody bullies you? What should your relationship with the teacher be? And how do you listen, learn, and remember? Those are the three things I tell my grandkids. Listen, learn, and remember. So mentally prepare your child for school because their life is getting ready to change. And they may not realize that I'm getting ready to have to be somewhere at a certain time and I'm going to have to do some homework. So I want the parents to begin to interact with the child, supplying them with the emotional and the mental tools that they need to succeed in school as well.
Talking to Elizabeth Omalami, who, of course, is the executive director of Hosea Helps, a long-time institution here in the city of Atlanta. And we talk about your back-to-school jamboree, and you're giving them the foods. Why is that so important?
Because what we found out during Hosea on the Move was created when we were displaced from our building on Donnelly in the West End because of gentrification. People came and bought the building. We thought that we were done. We were like, "That Hosea, that's it. What are we going to do? We don't have a location." So we ended up, though, packing up our trucks with our programs, driving through neighborhoods and pulling those trucks up into parking lots, apartment complexes, rec centers, and opening up to the community where they were. And actually, Maria doubled our service numbers doing that. So lemon really turned into lemonade. But when we were doing that, we found out the number of children that don't eat breakfast or they may get to school late and that are at home before their parents get home. They need to eat. They need to be able to have snack. So we focus on the food because the physical and the mental health of the child has sort of come above the physical needs in terms of supplies and things, even though they're there, but we're more concerned that these children are latchkey kids. They're going to get home before their parents, and they're just sort of running around a lot of these apartment complexes unsupervised and forget about having an after-school snack. So we wanted to make sure that at least for the first 2 weeks of school, all 2,000 of those children are taken care of.
So if someone is interested in maybe coming out, what should they do?
Well, we have to pre-register. because we're going to have a customized bag for your child based on their sex and their age and grade. So go to the website, number4hosea.org. Register you and your family. Also, we need volunteers. We just heard from one of our volunteers. She said they really need barbers. If you are a barber and you have your equipment, we need you to go to number4hosea.org, register to come out and volunteer. And since it's in the afternoon, just 5 hours, you can give that to the children of this city. They deserve that. They need you. Many of them may not have a parent, one or the other parent at home. You can come and be that for that child for that afternoon and maybe even gain a mentorship position when you're there. So we're inviting volunteers. We're inviting donors to go and donate so we can buy gift cards for the high school students because they don't need the same kind of supplies middle school child will need. And we want you to pre-register your child at our website, number4hosea.org.
You're providing food, barbers. I mean, what else are you doing?
Well, we're excited with a partnership with WellCare. WellCare is going to bring dentists. They're going to get their eyes screened. They're going to have some nurses there to just take a look at the child, ask you some questions. If you have questions about things like eczema or something that might be chronic that you can't seem to overcome, they'll be there for that. And we'll be giving away bicycles. So we're just trying to meet as many needs as possible. And also through our partnership through Odyssey, we'll be doing introducing parents to where they can get free mental health counseling for their families all year long.
Everyone we've been talking to, Mrs. Elizabeth Omalami, thank you.
Thank you, Maria. You know, you are an Atlanta hero and heroine of mine, and you are a minister of the microphone, I say. So, you know, we want people to know that you're committed to Hosea Helps. You're committed to our community, and we thank you for that.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.